no. My sign is no. My number is no. You need to let it go. You need to let it go. Need to let it go. Nine to the I to the no, no, no.
Work, work, work.
Wake up tomorrow.
Oh, oh, oh. Wake up tomorrow. Oh, 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 oh.
Can't keep my hands to myself.
Biggest little radio on the air. On the air. Everywhere.
All right, we are on the air everywhere, and every Tuesday at 4 o'clock, Robert from the Fernley Reporter joins us to give us the insights on what's going on around here in Fernley. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's good to have you back again, and we'll spend a few minutes talking about what's been going on around here in Fernley. We had a lost citizen, but apparently she got found. So what happened about that?
Apparently around 10:30 this morning, an 80-year-old woman lived off of Farm District Road. I don't know if she went out for a walk or just she left home on foot anyway. And the family didn't know which direction she went, and she didn't come home, so they contacted the sheriff's office. And so the Lyon County Search and Rescue and also the North Lyon Fires Community Emergency Response Team went out looking, and I just came from straight here from the sheriff's office, but she was found, and she is home safe with her family. So a little bit of good news there, yeah.
That's really good news. Awesome. Cool. Well, I'm glad that she got found. I'm glad that she's home safe, and nothing too big to worry about or anything like that. But, that was kind of a scare, you know. And when and that's one thing that I like about the community is once there's something that, you know, all eyes are out and all ears are you know, are wide open to make sure that we're paying attention, see what's going on, and help out with the with that search. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, there was a large group of volunteers over at the sheriff's office now that were just going through their debriefing.
Right.
So
good stuff. Good stuff. Good, not bad.
Good to see people get involved, and glad that everything worked out well.
Right back at you on that one here. So what else we got going on?
Well, we got a lot of weekend events going on this weekend. So
there's quite a bit going on this weekend. Yeah. Everyone's going to try to juggle if they can be if they're going to be able to do everything or not. But there's Legacy for Life golf tournament going on at the golf club on Saturday morning, right?
Then that's a fundraiser for the Crisis Pregnancy Center. And there's also the Boys and Girls Club
Day for Kids.
Day for Kids at Fernley Intermediate School from 10 to 12.
We'll be out there broadcasting live, and we'll be playing some awesome music for everyone to have a good time out there. It's, of course, a free event for the families, and definitely something to come and check out.
So, yeah, if your kids are in the Boys and Girls Club, and go out and have some events. And if your kids are not in the Boys and Girls Club and you want more information about what programs they have for your kids or what activities that they can do after school. And
I will be honest with you. It's better. It's affordable, more affordable than putting your kid in a full-time daycare or a daycare or after school. But yeah, it's more affordable from what I hear. So good stuff there. So Day for Kids this Saturday, Fernley Intermediate School. Yeah. Starts at 10 a.m., goes till noon. And then following that, the Lantern Fest. Gates open at 3 o'clock at 95A Speedway.
This is their third return to Fernley.
Yep.
So
it's going to be a huge event, you guys. We definitely encourage you to come check it out. It's a sold-out event. So if you don't have tickets yet, unfortunately, you cannot buy them on their website. The only way you're going to be able to get your tickets is if you're listening to Biggest Little Radio, because they've given us a handful of tickets to give away, and you can only win them right here on Biggest Little Radio. Otherwise, you're not going to go. Well, you want to go, right, Robert? They want to go, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But if you can't make it, then obviously take a look at the Fernley Reporter website over the weekend, and we will have photo gallery up of
After the fact.
That's
after the fact.
That's if you can't make it. If you can't make it. Yes.
And then I will also advise everyone that if you can't make it, make sure you like us on Facebook at Big Soda Radio, because we'll be broadcasting live on live video as well. So you'll be able to see what's going on live at the event at the same time. And then if you just can't because you got so many other things going on because it's a busy weekend, then the FernleyReporter.com will have the aftermath.
And for those people who don't know what the Lantern Fest is,
Have you ever seen Rapunzel? Have you ever seen Tangled, the movie Tangled, right?
Yeah.
That's the easiest way to describe it. But then again, if you don't know or if you've never seen Tangled, then how would you describe it, Robert?
Well, it's an old Chinese custom, and basically they put little candles in a parachute, and they shoot them up in the they release them up into the sky, and so the sky is filled with these lit candles with the parachutes. They really glow, and it's really spectacular sight, and it's basically a way for you to make a wish for the future, or just
for loved ones.
For loved ones, it's basically an old Chinese prayer ceremony.
That's a good way to put it. That's exactly what it's like, and it's so like you said, spectacular. It's breathtaking. Lantern Fest is an awesome event. We've been going to all of them. We went to the first one. It was awesome. We're like, oh my gosh, and they sold out so much that they had to do a 2-night event. And they did that earlier this year as well. Was in June, right?
Yeah.
I believe it was in June. Yeah, they did two days of the Lantern Fest. And this time they're doing just one. It's just this Saturday. Gates open at 3. It's at the 95A Speedway. And festivities will be all day long. Lots of activities, lots of events going on throughout the entire day. So we encourage you to, go if you already have tickets and have a good time. If you don't, hopefully you guys will get lucky enough to win them here on the show, because this is the only way you're going to be able to get some tickets.
So, and there's live music throughout the day. And
that's right. Biggest Little Radio will be presenting our first ever up-and-coming celebrity. Her name is Alexi Blue. She's 18 years old. I want to send a shout-out to my wife. She's been following her music career for quite a while and listening to her music. And she's like, hey, how about, we get
Where Alexi. Is she from?
She's from Los Angeles. And she's got a really cool management company, management team, that has a list of superstar celebrities that are they have a great roster, and they're backing her up, and so we got the contract and everything signed. She will be performing at Lantern Fest this Saturday, and it will be presented by Big Soda Radio. We're also going to have an exclusive meet and greet here at the radio station with her. Lunch provided by Subway, and of course our soft drinks, which our studio provided by Coca-Cola. So, a lot of good stuff. I mean, this is really good for helping out to put Fernley on the map. So we hope that you guys will be able to make it and get a chance to win these tickets all week as well here on Big Soda Radio. So Lantern Fest, my gosh, it's a busy weekend.
A couple other things going on too, though. The Healthy Communities Coalition of Lyon and Story County is putting on their remote area medical clinic at Silver Stage High School in Silver Springs. It goes Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And people, it's for citizens of Lyon County and Story County. Anybody can go. It's a free clinic. You can go get your teeth examined, get your eyes examined. You can visit with a doctor. I believe there's also mental health doctors, and you can just get a basic physical checkup, a consultation with the doctor, and it's a free event. They do start registering people at 3:00 in the morning, and they actually start the clinic at 6:00, and they have not put a time at the end of the day that it'll quit. So basically, it'll just go until they see who's there. So that goes all Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And as I said, all residents of Lyon County and Story County.
We encourage you to go. If you don't have health insurance, which you should, but if you don't have insurance, or if you don't have, you don't want to come up with co-pays and all that other stuff, why don't you go and check that out? It's absolutely free. Can't go wrong with that, the best F word in the world.
No, they've been doing this in the county for several years, and so this is the event for this year. And it's sponsored by the Healthy Communities Coalition of Lyon and Story Counties.
Go check it out, you guys. It's in Silver Springs, and it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Silver Stage High School.
Wow. Love it. All right. What else we got?
So I want to talk a little bit about the Lyon County Sheriff's Office, because we heard an interesting presentation this morning.
This morning, yeah.
And it's something I knew about, but I don't think maybe a lot of people know. But the Lyon County Sheriff's Office has created a Citizens Advisory Board, and one of the interesting things about that is if a citizen just decided that they wanted to donate some money to the sheriff's office, that money would just go into the sheriff's office general pool, and there's no way that you could specify what you wanted that money to be used for. But this advisory
and
board...
And would that money stay with our local sheriff's office,
or would it go... It would go into the general countywide sheriff's budget.
General countywide. Okay,
right.
So it
yes.
wouldn't... Okay.
So, but this is different because this advisory board that the sheriff's office has created is a volunteer organization that registered as a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And so if somebody wanted to specify that they wanted to donate for the canine program or for any other thing
that's where the money would go,
then you can specify that money goes for that.
And you could specify that it stays here in Fernley, right? To the sheriff's office here?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
You can...
Great.
You can specify the purpose for your donation, which you could not do if you just made... You know, because the sheriff's office, as we know, like every other organization in this county, is struggling to pay their bills and trying not to have to make cuts because of their budget. This allows them, they've been able to create a canine program, which I think they actually just had the dog certified and completed the training, and they're actually on the street starting this week.
Now, this is a $12,000 canine, and they were lucky enough to only have to pay $1,000 for the canine. It was transferred from a different law enforcement agency, and then of course we were also advised as to what is really needed right now with our sheriff's deputies, and the top three were the stun guns, right? So that way it's not either.
Shoot him or let physical him go.
Physical altercation, or hey, here's my pistol. I'm gonna I'm gonna have to shoot you. So they're in dire need of tasers for our deputies. Another one was radios.
Yeah,
right?
Actually, Commander Ed Kilgore was at the breakfast this morning,
and he
didn't have a radio because he had loaned his
to another deputy
that
right.
was on patrol today. So.
Obviously, that's proof right there that they need these items, and these items are not cheap, right? And they can't, they don't have enough money to cover the cost for these.
And apparently, those are some of the things that they've not been able to, as they replace the ones that break or no longer function, they've not had the money in the budget to replace those.
Nope.
And so this is something where if a person wanted to donate some money and say, I want to put this in the fund for.
I want to make sure
radios.
My money that I'm donating is going to that stun gun or the canine dog for, because it costs money to keep that canine, comfortable and to keep the training going and to, when they're in the vehicle, if they've got to stay cool, they've got to.
Well, part of the canine program is this was back about April or May, the county appropriated some money from a grant for the canine program, and actually the deputy that handles the dog gets paid basically a certain amount of time just for the care of the dog. So even on his day off, even on during his vacation, he gets paid a couple of hours a day to feed and care for the dog. And so that's all part of the cost of the program.
How can people donate?
They can donate by contacting the sheriff's office.
Okay, it's like LSAC, isn't it?
Yes, it's in fact the website is LSAC.com.
Okay, check it out, you guys, LSAC.com, and help out our local sheriff's office with much needed donations.
Not only just donations too, they're looking for people to get involved. There's 6 members on this advisory council
volunteers,
right now,
yeah.
But they're hoping to have 10 or 11, and 2 of those 6 volunteers currently are from Fernley, but a couple from Silver Springs, I think one from Yarrington. But they're wanting representatives from all over the county. They currently don't have a member of the council from Dayton. And there's obviously, even as they fill up the whole council,
well, that's,
there's obviously room for more people from Fernley.
Help
to get
out
involved.
If you guys can. LSAC.com. So if you guys check it out, it's Robert with Fernley Reporter. Thank you so much. We're just about out of time here, Robert. I appreciate it. And we'll see you next Tuesday here at 4 o'clock.
We will be here.
On Biggest Little Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. Robert, the Fernley Reporter. Check it out, thefernleyreporter.com with Biggest Little Radio.